the context that you actually got the point. This is exactly, when you talk about the topics, this is exactly what I wanted to have happen. I was scared to death of when I was writing it was that people would interpret this as some kind of a keyword thing. I said, no, I hope they figure out I meant WordNet, you know, get something that's really more accurate. That's good. The only concern I have, though, is that an OWL DL is really suited for nouns. And as long as we use nouns in the class description, I've got no problems. Now, if you start putting verbs in there, we made the point this morning that verbs are not about hyponyms and hypernyms. Verbs are, you know, have different type of a thing. So, and if you're not really putting a verb into a class, but rather something else that the verb is alluding to, I would just argue that, you know, rename it such as the, quote, the end state of having done a purchase or something instead of purchasing. Because the noun verb problem in OWL is one of the reasons I believe that, as Frank Olkin will attest, there are a lot of badly formed ontologies out there. So if we've got, you know, keeping our concepts clear so that we have a set theoretic construction for the classes which applies properly to nouns, then I think you've done well. Now, you've done a lot better than Excel no matter what, but I just don't want to have that confusion.
Well, I definitely understand that, and I think one of the nice things about working in a wiki type environment is if, for instance, people have if they're not sure what we're talking about here, when I guess we're looking at the SynSet class. Now, I don't have any technical specification. I didn't write any wiki text in here on what this is. But you can edit this, and I can start actually saying what a SynSet is. So if we weren't sure about what context is, we can start writing up in the DRM section about what a context is. We have, in a typical wiki, you know, you have discussion tabs and everything like that. And I think through OWL you could get through and possibly model the verb sections. And basically, in the way I've been modeling the WordNet, you should be able to pull the whole thing in if you...
Not in OWL DL. If you look at the logic of it, it's about set theory.
Oh, okay.
And, which is wonderful in and of itself. Just saying, you've got to use the right formalism, sort of the right thing.
Oh, we have a...
I agree. Well,
microphone.
Okay.
Either way.
There was a comment made earlier, I think by Mills here, by you from Reveletic, that you didn't think that ISO 11179 was going to cut it. And I simply wanted to remark that edition 3 of ISO 11179 is in development right now. There will probably be a draft in May or something like this, and it includes much more extensive efforts to capture the semantics and ontology stuff.
Practical problem. Let's say I pick common name. One has homepage, another has nickname. And so how could I pull back from, unless I'd write a Sparkle query, that would say, if I wanted to have the best co-referenced information, here is where across my community I can best represent that ontology in my example. Because you have a meta view of it.
Right.
Turn around and say, now I've got to pull information and I want the best representation of it. And now I can deal with the co-reference. Are you planning to approach?
Let me see if I can.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that is, in this case, that's not the issue. So we have this universal person, and then we have three instances of person. Each has its own properties and context, right? But from a community point of view, all of those things should be accessible through the logical construct of person. Well, that is exactly what we would be doing here. So you would have three individuals attached to the concept person, each having its own DRM-based description, right? What database it's in, how to get to it, what it meant from that community's point of view. And so when you do the query, you'll find that there is this general thing called person, and there might be 40 instances of person described. The point of the DRM, from my point of view, is I should be able to go to each of those instances and get enough information from looking to know that's the one I want to use. So that's the problem I think we're still after, is to get enough context and description around the individuals to know that's the one I want. I think the problem of mapping them all to a generalization scheme is not a problem. It's just a way to get to the individuals that's convenient for me. Keywords is what it's been called otherwise.
Right, because the next part of the problem is the disambiguation.
That all has to be, if they're not disambiguatable from the DRM model, the DRM model's a failure. The DRM model should resolve that problem, and I believe it does if you have enough context. So I think the one still hanging out there problem with DRM is the problem of context. Up here, it's context, which lets you disambiguate things. You know, it's not really description. And you only get context in a knowledge base. You don't get it in a flattish kind of thing.
You're absolutely right. The 4.2.2 paragraph, there are a number of different criteria, and explicitly the idea put enough information in so that you could actually clearly define the topic. That was actually exactly the intent of that wording, and you've got it nailed.
Okay, also, if there's one thing people could take away from this meeting, it might be an interesting idea for people who are defining databases, not just the reverse engineering of meaning, you know, but if they started, like, defining and anchored it with something like WordNet, you know, then, you know, this process of disambiguation, you know, has actually a foundation. We actually declared what we might mean, you know, in a machine processable form at the beginning of the process. So that could be a very valuable, you know, best practice for the data, you know, modeling community to grok. We're going to move on now to the next presentation. Kyle, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, we hear you very well.
Perfect.
They're about to. Oh, okay. We've got you up on the screen.
Okay.
And nope. And Frank Olkin is charged the podium, but okay. He's a relaxed guy. At Visual Knowledge, they've been working with the concept of semantic wikis, and particularly semantic agent wikis. And there are going to be a couple use cases that are going to be reported here. Kyle, I'm going to turn over to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mills. I'd just like to say thanks for giving us the opportunity to speak here today as well. I'll just try and start things off with a brief outline of some of the features of our wiki. And then, as Mills mentioned, we'll just walk through a couple of the demo scenarios. And hopefully, then we'll have time for some questions. Mills and Michael, I think, provided a pretty good background in this space, and hopefully we can just extend from there. So we'll just cover a few of the things that we believe are important in this space. We think it needs to be easy to create these communities. You want to remove all the barriers.
Kyle?
And, yeah?
Here, I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. There is... Yeah, you goofed it. Hold on a second. What we have is the GoToMeeting sidebar stuff is blocking some of your presentation. So
you should be able to hide that. I think there's a little arrow you can...
I tried to, but it...
is there a little sidebar on the sidebar?
Oh, on the side? Just to the
side
left.
Of the sidebar?
Up on the left.
I can close it.
No.
Way left.
Further left.